right, if you will, turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter number 4. I want to read a familiar scripture, if you will, this afternoon. We've been Lord been dealing with us about two different messages, and we're going to try not to combine them both tonight. Amen. It being Wednesday night, but we just way God works, He'll give us things and throughout the week sometimes, and sometimes I feel like I know when I'm going to get to preach. Sometimes I don't know. It was like this afternoon, I didn't know I was going to get to preach, but I knew I was ready. Amen. Here in the book of Mark, chapter number 4, if you will, the latter part of this chapter, verse number 35, we'll start reading. The Bible says, "And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there rose a great storm of wind, and of the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey? Father, we pray, Lord, you touch your reading your word, and Lord, use us, Lord, and we'll thank you and we'll praise you for us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thought I had, if you will, tonight was sometimes we get attention from certain people at certain times, and we get, you might be at work, and the boss man might start focusing in on you and on what you're doing and how you're doing it, and start tweaking you, and might try to place his thumb on you. You've drawn his attention. You know, it might be a good thing. It might be trying to pat you on the back or give you an attaboy or something like that, but you've drawn his attention. And I got to thinking about that sort of thing, and it's getting getting close to the end of the year, and that's always time of the year when you have reviews. You have to give reviews to all of your employees and the people that might be working with you or working under you, and you have to start drawing attention to how they do and how they act and how they worked and how they proceed about what they're supposed to be doing. And I began to think about how we desire the attention of the Lord, and began to think and began to pray and I began to read, and I just found myself here, and we see we can get the Lord's attention sometimes, amen, when we need it. And lots of times we'll get the we seek his attention only when it's hard times and when things get bad, you know, when things start not going our way. That's when we start crying out, "Well, Lord, help me now, you know, I'm in trouble. Things are getting out of hand." And you know, we seem to do that. You know, I don't know if it's human nature or what it is about men and women. As we get older, we feel like we have control. We feel like we got it all under in control. We feel like we got it all figured out. And when in all reality, we don't. And then when things start falling apart, then we start seeking help instead of seeking help the whole time, seeking guidance, seeking leadership, seeking the way. Amen. Jesus said, what did he say? He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And if we're going to live our life and do as we should, we need to be seeking him in the good times and in the bad times as well. Amen. So we see here they got the Lord's attention in the storm. But greater question is, does the Lord have your attention? Does he have your attention? Amen. Are you paying attention to what the Lord has for you? Are you paying attention to what he has got in store for you? Are you got your eyes on the Lord? Are you paying attention to what's going on and what's happening? Mark here in 39 through 40, it says, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" You have the Lord's attention, amen. He knows where you're at, amen. He knew where they were at. He knows where you're at, and you are in a storm. When you're in that storm, amen. The thing about it is, he told them, "Look, we're going to the other side." He went ahead and told them, amen. He knew what was going to happen, amen. He knew they were getting to the other side. Amen. But he didn't tell them, "Look, and sometimes we want that. We like, Lord, will you just inform me, fill out all the blanks, if you will." You know how you have those, I can remember in school, I always liked those tests at multiple choice. It's a whole lot easier for me. Amen. I wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed. Amen. I was just one of the tools in the shed. Amen. But we want God to fill in all the little blanks and all the little questions. We're like, "Well, God, how's this going to work? How's this going to lay out? How are we going to do this?" Amen. And it's all right, and that's good. We should be seeking God's wisdom, seeking his guidance. Amen. But sometimes he don't tell us everything there is to know. Amen. And just like he told them, he said, "Look, we're going over to the other side." He didn't tell them they're visiting to get in a storm. He didn't tell them that, hey, their world's fishing to get turned upside down. They're going to be tossed to and fro, amen. And it was going to be a whirlwind, amen. Jesus was the one, amen. He said Jesus was the one who told them, "Let us pass, amen, over to the other side." The disciples were exactly where Jesus told them to be, and yet the storm came anyway, amen. They were in the exact spot. Jesus knew where they was going to be. They were doing what God wanted them to do. The Lord wanted them to do. Amen. And the storm came anyway. What are you saying, Brother David? You might be in God's will. Amen. You might be living the way you should be living. You might be reading your Bible. You might be praying. You might be studying. You might be living the best you can try to live and do the best you can do. Amen. And the storm still comes. Amen. That doesn't mean God is absent. Amen. That doesn't mean he has left you alone. Amen. And you're in the middle of a storm. No. Amen. You're right where God wants you to be. Well, and we don't like that. Amen. Nobody likes being in a storm. Nobody likes being in the middle of trouble. Everybody likes to be on the mountaintop shouting. Amen. I like those good shouting messages. Amen. I like to be running the pews and standing on the pew shouting it out. Amen. Saying, "Well, glory, hallelujah." Amen. I like those kind. But all of them's not that way. Amen. I wind up in a storm sometimes. Sometimes I got to fight my way through a message. Amen. Can I get an amen right there? Amen. I've been in some churches, amen, and it's like a battle, amen. I'm having to fight my way through it, amen, because everybody's standing there looking at their watch, you know, like, "All right, I'm ready to go," amen. Thank God I got liberty in here, amen. But he knew exactly where they was at. But sometimes we think, just because we in God's will, we should have it everything smooth and fancy. Amen. Everything got to be nice and cozy. Amen. Like a good Saturday morning when it's nice and cool and you step out on the back porch with a cup of coffee and sit down in the chair and cover up with a blanket and the sun's coming up and everything's just perfect. Then all of a sudden, it thunders and lightnings. You're like, "Well, there goes my perfect, pretty day." There's a reason that it thunders and lightning and rains. Amen. Because God needs it to thunder and lightning and rain. But we get in these storms. And but that's when we got to realize, amen, we're going to encounter these things, amen. That means you don't have to face them by yourself. Amen. The problem is we don't face them with God, amen. We'll try to face them by ourselves. Psalms 139 verse 7 through 10 says, "Whither shall I go from the Spirit? From thy Spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence?" Isaiah 43 and 2 says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." Amen. So even in the storms, amen, God knows you're in that storm. He knows you're in those trials. He knows you're in those temptations. Amen. And you might be right where God wants you to be. Because there's a reason in your life that you need it. Amen. It's like getting thrown on the potter's wheel. Amen. When you get thrown on the potter's wheel and God breaks you, it hurts sometimes. Amen. I can remember my daddy telling me, "Son, this is going to hurt me worse than it hurts you." Amen. And then once I got older, amen, then I didn't believe him. You know, I was like, "There ain't no way these stripes hurt you, amen, because they hurting me, amen." But when I got older, and it was my child, and I had to discipline, and I had to give them a whooping, oh, did it hurt, amen. Just because God allows you to get in a storm doesn't mean he doesn't love you, amen. Doesn't mean he don't care for you, amen. There's a growing period, amen. We get on the mountain and that's high shouting time, but when we get in the valley, amen, we all know the valley's a fertile land. That's where all the farmers were, amen, where all the crops were, amen. That's where everything growed, amen, and prospered, amen. That's when, even though the lightning might be flashing, even though the waves might be crashing, and even though you might think the house is falling down around you, amen, God's still got his eyes on you, amen. He's still holding your hand, amen. Bible says he'll never leave you nor forsake you, amen. We have drawn the attention, and I want you to realize this, and it hit me on the way home. I get to driving, and sometimes it just gets good in there, and I'm just blinded. I don't know how I get home sometimes, but I get home. And he said, you know what, son? He said, "I'm the King of Kings. And I'm the Lord of Lords. I am the one that came and lived and died and rose again and conquered death and defeated the grave." Amen. And he rose up into the heavens. Amen. And then he said, "Hey, fear not." Amen. "Why stand you gazing?" Amen. "This same Jesus," amen, "is going to return in like manner." Amen. That same Jesus is the one that when we're in those trials and when we're in those troubles and when we're in that ship that's rocking back and forth, that Jesus is the one that comes over beside us and passes on the shoulder and said, "Hey, I've got control of this ship. I've got control of the storm. You might think it's going to sink. You might think it's at you at your wit's end and there's no hope." Amen. But I have control. Amen. The storm may surprise you, but it sure didn't surprise God. Amen, because he's the one who creates them. He knows where they go, amen. Have you ever wanted it to rain and it'd be hot and you got your garden and the storm's coming down through there and all of a sudden it just splits? and it's raining on the neighbor's yard and the other neighbor's yard, and it ain't raining on your yard? I mean, who you think's doing it? It ain't just, there ain't nobody standing up there, nobody else standing up there directing the wind and the rain. Amen. That's God. Amen. He hears you when you cry. Amen. He's paying attention. He's listening. Amen. He hears you when you cry. Verse 38 says, Master, carest thou not that we perish? They cried out, hey, do you not care? Do you not? Does that sound like us? Amen. Does it? Look, Lord, I mean, good gracious, when are you going to step in? You know, are you not paying attention to my life? Amen. Are you not paying attention to what's going on in what's happening here in New Georgia? Amen. You might have, and see, that's the thing about it. God, we pray, and I know we're sincere, and I understand that. And we pray for all kinds of different things. And I'm going to tell on my wife. Okay, I'm going to pick on her. I'll pay for it later. She kicked the end of the couch and just destroyed her little pinky toe. And it hurt. You know, I know it hurt. I've did that before. You ever kick the couch? Amen. Come through the living room. Whoa, pow. It hurts. Amen. But and we pray for that. Well, Lord God, you know, this killed me, Lord. I want you to do something. Listen. He says, when I get through fixing your pinky toe, I'm still going to be controlling the stars in the heavens. Yeah. I'm still going to be causing the moon to come up and the sun to set. I'm still going to be letting the trees grow. I'm still going to make the flowers bloom. I'm still going to make it rain over here in this section. I'm still going to make the birds sing. Amen. I'm still going to give you breath in your lungs, amen, in life. That same Jesus, amen, that cares about you pinky toe, is in control of everything else, and yet we minimize our prayers. Amen. That's free. I didn't know we was going there. Amen. But he knows, he cares. Amen. Master cares. They may have thought he didn't care because he was asleep. Now listen, don't confuse this. Don't get this mixed up that you think that Jesus is asleep now. Amen? See, now you got to realize that in this part of the Bible here, Jesus was God and man. Amen? So he was resting. Amen? They thought he might not have been caring because he was asleep. Amen? Psalms 34 and 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Jeremiah 33 and 3, God's phone number, amen. He says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, amen. We have all these things that we can go to the Lord, amen, and he hears us. Just because God's not responding the way you expect it to happen or you expect it to do, doesn't mean he's not listening. Amen? He's listening. Amen? He has authority over what is threatening you. Amen? He stood up. Amen? In verse number 39, he says, Jesus stood up and said, peace, be still. And the wind and the rain and the sea calmed, amen, and it was still. And it was immediately. And the disciples, they were afraid of the storm, but the storm wasn't greater than the God that was speaking. Amen. Amen. The God that we serve, the God that we pray to, amen, is greater than the problems that you encounter. Amen. What do y'all, just a good guess, how many prayer requests did we have tonight? 8, 10, 12? Let's say 20. 20 prayer requests. Me, myself, and I cannot remember everybody's name. But God knows. amen, God knows who they are, where they're at, what they're doing, and what they need, and is in control, amen, of that. And he's listening, amen. The disciples was they were afraid of the storm. They just didn't realize who they was with, amen. Verse in Psalms 107, verse 28 through 29, it says, "Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distress. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still." Amen. What is what has your attention? Maybe already it may be already under God's authority. Amen. It may already be, he may already be working things out. But what's got your attention? Amen. Are you paying attention to God? Amen. Do you have the intentions, amen, on pleasing God? Amen. Mark 4 and 40. It says, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Has he got your attention yet tonight? Amen. Have you tuned me out already? Amen. Has he got your attention? Amen. Because here he is talking about something that no man can do. I've yet to see, hear, or read about anybody else besides Jesus that has been able to step out on the bow of a ship and cause the sea to be still and the waves stop crashing and the rain stop and the sun. I could imagine. I don't know. It wasn't there. Amen. But I could almost hear you could probably almost hear the birds chirping when he said, "Peace be still." Amen. Have you got your attention on him? What time? Psalms 56 and 3 says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." When fear gets your attention, faith needs to get your attention back. Yeah. Draw back to God. Amen. We get blinders and binders. That's another message on down the road. Amen. We get those blinders on and we put our binders on. Amen. And we just let the things of this world and the trials of this world hold us hostage. Amen. When we should be breaking those chains and taking out those blinders that we might see what God has got in store for us and that he is in charge. Amen. He said, what the Bible says, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. And we wonder, and I'm not taking anybody's troubles or anybody's problems or anybody's trials for granted. And I'm not being ugly here. And don't take me wrong. But do you really honestly think that God cannot handle your troubles? I mean, honestly, a God that has got everything in his hands and in charge, do you not think that he can handle? I'm preaching to myself tonight too, guys. I am. I mean, here I am. I'm thinking about things and I'm like, well, I mean, that's silly. God's got this. He's already got this figured out. He's already got the outcome figured out. Where I'm going to be when I get through this and how I'm going to be able to celebrate and shout it out. Yeah, right. Yes. Amen, Brother David. Preach right there for a while. Amen. Bible tells us to be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Yeah. Amen. Drawing our faith back. Amen. When the troubles are big, our faith ought to grow and be bigger. Realize God's bigger. Amen. I got a little bit of time. Does he have your attention when you don't understand? Them disciples didn't, they didn't have a clue. They didn't know. Mark 4 and 41, it says, "And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and the seas obey him." They didn't understand anything that was happening. Amen. They didn't. Sometimes God uses the storm to reveal the Savior if we'll just allow it. Amen. Book of Proverbs tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on to thine own understanding." We need to get out of the way and get all these this in our head and in our quit letting our emotions and all this stuff is just jumbling around and hindering us. And get that out of the way and start realizing, hey, God's got this.
Right. Amen.
Amen. The book of Romans tells us, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God." You don't have to understand the storm. You don't have to understand the troubles that you go through. You don't have to understand why you're where you're at. You might be thinking, you might be saying, "Well, Brother David, you just need to walk a mile in my shoes," or you might need just come put my shoes on for a minute. And you might change your mind. No, I don't, because this is not David. Amen. This ain't this. I didn't come up with this. Amen. I didn't find this in the Webster's Dictionary. Amen. This is the Word of God. Amen. And if I can base anything in my life, amen, if I can trust in anything in my life, it's the Word of God. Amen. And the Word of God tells me that He is in control and that our problems and troubles ain't bigger than Him. Amen. And He can handle them, but we've got to put our attention on Him. Amen. He said, "Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened." Amen. You know, I think I might have said it here, I can't remember, but we're a bunch of knotheads, amen? We are, because we have not, because we ask not, amen? Is that kind of true to y'all, amen? Does that make sense to this old country boy, amen? We have not because we ask not, and we going through a problem or a trouble or a trial, and we wondering why. We ought not be wondering why. We ought to be asking God, "Well, God, show me what I need to know. Teach me what I need to know. Direct my path. Show me the way out." Amen. Because He never takes you to it unless He's ready to bring you through it. Amen. That's another message. Amen. Somebody write them down. Amen. When we get there, amen, God's already got the solution. We've just got to obey Him and trust in Him and have the faith that He's going to take us through it instead of concentrating on the things of this world and the things around us and quit looking unto man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now listen, now I love Brother Josh. We've been here, almost a year now? I love Brother Josh. I do. I love that man. He tickles me to death. He really does. I love the way he preaches. I love the way he teaches. I love the way he sings. Amen. But I'll be honest with you. If there's trouble in my life, I ain't calling Josh. I'm calling God. Amen. I might let Josh know what's going on. "Hey, Brother Josh, you help me pray." But I'm going to God. Amen. I'm going to go to Him. I love my dad. Amen. I think he's a great man. But I'm not going to depend on him to get me through it. Amen. I'm going to depend on the Lord. Amen. The disciples discovered some things. They discovered Jesus knew where they were. They discovered Jesus heard when they cried. They discovered that Jesus had authority over the storm. What we need to realize, amen? But Jesus wanted them to discover some other things for themselves. He wanted them to know Would they trust him when they were afraid? It's easy to praise God when things is good. I mean, on Sunday morning, I'll be honest with you, it's real easy for me to preach right there at the corner of that bench right there when song service is going good and boy and thing. I mean, whoo, I'm ready to go. But when times is bad, times is tough. You know?
Yeah.
Would they trust him when they were afraid? Would they listen when he spoke? Would they trust him when they didn't understand? You got the Lord's attention. Does he have yours? And when we cry out expecting him to, Bible says his ear is not too heavy. He can hear and he's listening. But are we? Bible says, 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. But the question isn't whether he is listening. The question is, are you? When the storm's raging, when you're afraid, when you don't understand. Psalms 46, 1 through 2 says this, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. God is in control, folks. The storm has your attention, but don't let the storm have more of your attention than Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we're thankful tonight, God, for your precious word. And God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us and, Lord, all you've done. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd touch those, God, that were here, that are here tonight. God, and we pray, Lord, you'd help us, God, that we would, Lord, pay more attention to you. Lord, that we would, Lord, listen. And Lord, that we'd learn. And God, that we thank you for all that you've done and all you're going to do. Lord, just have your will and way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.